This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday where the winds just keep stacking up, and I am enjoying every bit of it. We'll talk a little bit about this RFK Jr. confirmation today. Mitch McConnell is petty and ridiculous and sad. In fact, we'll talk about that here in just a second. They ran a poll in California for who they'd prefer be the Democrat nominee next time. And man, they are in some serious trouble over there. All that. Apparently we had an aircraft carrier run into something, tours of North Korea, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show in our final hour. Now, I'm going to begin here. RFK Jr. got confirmed today, got sworn in today, gave a little speech from the White House. I'm not going to play all that stuff. But something else happened today that was a very familiar thing, something we've noticed over and over again during the confirmation process. Mitch McConnell voted against it. The nominee got confirmed anyway, yet Mitch McConnell voted against it. And McConnell gave some long excuse. I survived polio and vaccines and all that other stuff, but he voted against really all the nominees. And this is not to bag on Mitch McConnell, who I can't stand. He's old. He should retire. I'm taking this as a lesson for me. And maybe it should be a lesson for you as well. There are a million parables and proverbs out there about the warnings of bitterness. You can have conflict with people. You can have arguments. You can have fights. But bitterness is one of those things that seeps into your bones and can destroy your life. And I have known people like this. In fact, I'm thinking of one of my buddies who is still struggling with this. He went through this terrible, it was one of those ugly, ugly divorces. Maybe you've been through one of those. But, of course, he hates his ex-wife. And the process, obviously the divorce process is not great for anybody in this country, but it's extra terrible for men. All the laws are stacked against men. He's so full of bitterness at her, at women in general, at the government, at anything else. It obviously has plenty of axes to grind there. I get it. But it has consumed him. And I've known this guy for 20 years. Yeah, 20 years I've known this guy. And he was almost always one of those guys who brightened me up. And I realize I'm a pretty happy person anyway, but no matter what, if he walked in, no matter what we were doing, whether we're out partying somewhere or neighborhood or you meet him at a wedding, he was the guy with the smile from across the room that you could tell it was palpable whenever he walked in. We would, I'm not going to give out his name. I'm going to call him Bob. Oh, good. Bob's here. Oh, gosh, here we go. Because you know he's going to show up and laugh and be goofy and everything else. And then goes through this awful divorce. No one even wants to be around him now. For now, Bob, the whole world's against him at all times. And everything sucks. Hey, Bob, you want to go do that? You want to go play darts? Darts suck. Hey, Bob, you want to go catch a movie? There's a new John Wick's coming out. Hey, we love watching people get shot in the head. No, Hollywood's trash. Everything sucks. Hey, Bob, he's a Republican. Hey, Bob, Trump won, and he's doing great things. Right? He's moving forward. It's great. I talked to him 2 weeks ago. He's moving forward. It's great. It's awesome. Hey, screw it all up. Everything sucks. Don't let bitterness seep into your bones. Whatever has happened with your husband, wife, friend, neighbor, work, the country itself, bitterness at, maybe you're a veteran, bitterness at how you got screwed over in your service is a very common thing. I'm not saying you weren't wronged, by whoever or whatever entity you're bitter at. I'm not saying that at all. Bitterness destroys you. Look at Mitch McConnell. Look at what he was versus what he is in the end. And it's only because of bitterness. Mitch McConnell has been, for the longest time, really for most of my life, the most powerful Republican in Washington, D.C., definitely for most of my political life. Now, I realize Trump probably overtook him in the power department during the first 4 years, but it barely. You want to talk about controlling the GOP, having a firm hold on the GOP. Mitch McConnell, that makes him one of the most powerful people on the planet. Mitch McConnell, in very recent memory, was one of the most powerful people on planet Earth. If Mitch McConnell flew to Saudi Arabia and Mitch McConnell, on a whim, decided he wanted a meeting with the royal family, Mitch McConnell's one phone call away from getting a meeting with the royal family. If Mitch McConnell flew to England and he wanted to meet the Queen before she died, Mitch McConnell's one phone call away from meeting the Queen. Could you ever pull off meeting the Queen? I could ever pull off meeting the Queen. It would be a phone call for Mitch McConnell. Hey, Miss Queen, your Majesty, or whatever they call her. Mitch McConnell, she would know his name. Mitch McConnell wants to sit down for a spot of tea. See that, Chris? What, Chris? He would get his spot of tea. And now, Mitch McConnell is aging quickly and deteriorating physically. And I'm not gonna mock him for that, even though I can't stand him, because age comes for all of us. Maybe it's come for you. He's being wheeled around the Capitol in a wheelchair. And his final acts in Washington, D.C., this man who could have had an audience with the Queen if he ever so desired, his final acts in Washington, D.C., are just voting again, impotently, I might point out, impotently voting against Trump's nominees just because he doesn't like Trump. Bitter and miserable. Don't end your life like that. It's the Kelly nature to hold grudges. I will not end my life like that. I will not do that. Imagine having that kind of peak fame and wealth and everything else, and you end your life as a petty, bitter, spiteful old man just trying to poke Trump in the ribs one more time on the way out the door. What, Chris? What? Chris said, am I going to give up all my grudges at like 70? No, I don't. When I say I hold grudges, I don't hold on to bitterness. I cut people off, but I don't sit and dwell on them. If you were a friend or a family member who did me wrong in some terrible way, certainly if you did me wrong publicly, I just block you and delete your number, and I'll never think about you again. I'm not sitting around bitter about, I'm talking about that thing in human nature, and I've done it myself in the past too, that human nature thing where you've been wronged and you just sit around stewing on it. It's just, and soon it just consumes you. It is a poison that seeps into your bones. Look no further than Mitch McConnell. Actually, Trump talked about it today.
Well, I feel sorry for Mitch. And I was one of the people that led. He wanted to go to the end and he wanted to stay leader. He's not equipped mentally. He wasn't equipped 10 years ago mentally, in my opinion. He'd let the Republican Party go to hell. If I didn't come along, the Republican Party wouldn't even exist right now. Mitch McConnell never really had it. He had an ability to raise money because of his position as leader, which anybody could do. You could do it even. And that's saying a lot.
I love how Trump throws in a jab at the reporters on the way out. But yeah, Mitch McConnell votes against RFK, votes against this, votes against that. Came out today because Trump was talking about tariffs and came out and slammed tariffs, which I don't care whether you love tariffs or hate tariffs. I don't care that he slammed tariffs. But Mitch McConnell is going to finish his days impotently sniping at Donald Trump until he dies in the United States Senate. More than anything, isn't that sad? And We should all take that. I know I take that as a lesson. I look at these guys like Mitch McConnell, and I try to learn my lesson from what they've done with themselves. When I'm Mitch McConnell's age, if I ever get up there like that and my health is failing, and maybe I'll be in a wheelchair, maybe I'll be in a hospital bed, and stuff happens, time and chance happens to us all, as the Bible says. If I'm ever there, I'm not going to be bitter. I'm going to be talking to my grandkids. I'm going to be joking around until the good Lord takes me home. Don't let bitterness ruin your life. Don't end up like Mitch McConnell. All right, Trump did talk a little bit of tariff stuff today. Hang on, we'll come back with that.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you you can and should email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Right now, email those in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's always a good time. Before we get to Democrats maybe being in some 2028 trouble and emails and other things, Trump talked about tariffs today.
And on trade, I have decided for purposes of fairness that I will charge a reciprocal tariff, meaning whatever countries charge the United States of America, we will charge them no more, no less. In other words, they charge us a tax or tariff, and we charge them the exact same tax or tariff. Very simple. Nobody knows what that number is unless you go by the individual country. You can see what it is if you go to the individual country and you look at what they're charging us. In almost all cases, they're charging us vastly more than we charge them, but those days are over.
Okay. And he did issue a warning. I've been telling you about this. There's going to be some pain that comes.
Oh, I think what's going to go up is jobs are going to go up, and prices could go up somewhat short term, but prices will also go down. And I think the farmers are going to be helped by this very much because product is being dumped into our country, and our farmers are getting hurt very badly by the last administration. Jobs are going to be helped, but our farmers are going to be helped. Our manufacturers are going to be helped. And again, if somebody wants to come in, including the car companies, if they want to come in and build car plants, they'll do it without tariffs, and therefore prices won't go up. There could be some short-term disturbance, but long-term, it's gonna make our country a fortune.
That's the gamble you make with trade war stuff. That's the gamble. If you're Donald Trump and you believe in tariffs, and he does, he always has, the gamble is, I slap this tariff on you. Yes, you're going to raise your prices in response to the tariff. See, the American people, whatever product that happens, will make it cars, because he was just talking cars. Yes, the cars, they'll go up. But the tariff is so painful for you as a company. We'll call it General Motors. The tariff is so painful for you that you stop making your cars in Mexico and you bring them back home, thus expanding American jobs. Now, contrary to what anybody tells you, I'm not trying to burst your bubble, but nobody knows how this is going to turn out. Nobody does. Trade wars have gone both ways many, many times. There have been many trade wars throughout history, and sometimes they end great. Sometimes they end, you know, with the jobs coming back home, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes every other country just ramps up their trade war, and you get pillaged. That tariff stuff is a huge part of what drove us into the Great Depression. That tariff stuff, then we got tariff back. I don't know where we're going from here. I know that's the thinking. That's the mentality. And we shall see how it all works out. Jesse, I'd like to get a copy of the audio that Jesse played about the communists describing how to gradually take over a country. Okay, I forgot to announce this more because I always forget, even though my mentor, Michael Berry, reminds me that you have new listeners all the time. When the show's growing, especially the way this one's growing, you have new listeners all the time. So I make the mistake of motoring through certain things that I shouldn't motor through just because I'm used to so many people who've been listening forever. Yuri Bezmenov, Y-U-R-I, and I'm not even going to bother trying to spell Bezmenov here on national radio, definitely not live. Who was he? He was part of the KGB, the Soviet KGB. He, like so many other Soviets, as soon as he got the chance, defected to the American West. He came over here. And Chris, I wasn't going to mention that it was Canada. And don't turn your nose up at Canada, Chris. They're going through the same thing we just went through with that dirtball Trudeau up there. That have some sympathy on our northern brothers, Chris. Anyway, Canada. Oh, by the way, Trump talked about Canada today.
I spoke to Governor Trudeau on...
I called him governor. Anyway, Yuri Bezmenov, KGB, defected over to the United States of America. When he defected here, he did... Now, he did a series of lectures and things. There's plenty of Yuri Bezmenov stuff out there. But he did a long sit-down with... I'm misplacing the guy's name. I lost it by now. He did a long sit-down interview with a guy. And it's, I think it's an hour and a half, if I remember right, because I've watched the whole thing several times. It's all available on YouTube, and it's available for free. Just go to YouTube and look up Yuri Bezmenov, and you will see it. It's on there, and it's free. And if I may, you know, this is one of those things you could turn on in the background or maybe would be beneficial to watch for your kid, watch with your kids or something like that if you have some. It is an incredible watch or listen. You don't necessarily have to watch. But it really brings home how purposeful the Soviet Union was about bringing communism here, bringing communism to the West. There's a great book about this as well, but it's very long and very brutally detailed. And honestly, I found it a tough read, and I love the subject. The book is called Sword and Shield. It was from another Soviet defector. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Did you try Sword and Shield? Oh, yeah, Chris did too. Chris is already rolling his eyes. Okay, Sword and Shield is a difficult read. All right, it is. But the Yuri Bezmenov YouTube thing is something anyone can consume. And he just explains they had a plan. The dirty commies in the Soviet Union had a plan. They always knew they were not going to take down America militarily. They tried to keep pace as best they could, starving all their people to death and spending all their money on missiles. But they knew economically they just didn't have it. But they thought they could take advantage of our freedom and bring communism here and get us from within. So much of what you see was done on purpose. And now we have our own homegrown communists who most of them don't even know that's what they are. They don't know they're actually trained Soviet communists, just several generations removed. By the way, what are you doing to protect yourself, your personal self? What's your dad doing? Your daughter, your wife, your husband, your son, your cousin? What do they carry on them? What's in their car right now that if they get somewhere, they park and they get out and a bad man wants to hurt them, can they stop him? The Byrna pistol launcher, non-lethal, can save the life of the person you love the most. Can save the life of yourself. I guess maybe that's the person you love the most. You know that private security companies carry Byrna? SWAT teams around the country, SWAT teams carry Byrna. These things are amazing. Pepper balls or tear gas balls will stop a bad man in his tracks. And the best part is, because they're non-lethal, legal in all 50 states. You don't even need a permit. You don't need a background check. Just order it. They'll deliver it to you. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse saves you money. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Ole! On a Thursday, reminding you that you can download the whole show on podcast, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how enormous my hands are. Really quickly on the Democrats before we do the emails. You want to talk about lost? I'm just not sure they have what it takes to get it together in the short term. I'm looking here at a poll. This is just in California, mind you. It's not a national poll, but they were asking about who people prefer to be the 2028 nominee. Newsom was the comfortable leader at 27%. After him was Pete Buttigieg.
Why are you gay?
Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer, Booker, Pritzker, Gallego, and more. Buttigieg and Harris were each at 15%. Newsom was at 27%. The rest of them were at 6%. Now, Newsom, I could see being formidable, if for no other reason than the money he raises. Please don't email me and tell me Gavin Newsom sucks. I know Gavin Newsom sucks. I'm aware of that. And I'm aware that he's had all kinds of bad optics after this LA wildfire thing. I get that. But anybody who can raise that much money and be governor of our richest, most powerful state is somebody you need to keep your eye on politically. Okay, so Gavin Newsom, the leader in the clubhouse, but their next two are the Rear Admiral and Dome again. They are in some trouble. And when you combine that with the things they're saying in Congress.
You had mentioned trying to engage more women in manufacturing. I'm just wondering if just the name manufacturing sounds like a guy.
That's a Democrat member of Congress. Schakowsky is her name. I'm not even kidding. Oh, wait. We could go back to this guy at the rally.
You get your musty hands off of our money or go to mouth town. You musty moo moo moo.
Or we could talk to Watson Coleman.
Black excellence scares Donald Trump. It scares Stephen Miller. And it scares Elon Musk. Because you know what? Deep down, they recognize their own mediocrity.
Democrats might not have power back for quite some time. Now, speaking of power, we have quite a bit of work to do while we're all celebrating all the wins. We had an aircraft carrier slam into a merchant vessel in the Mediterranean Sea. Do you have any idea how big aircraft carriers are and how big merchant vessels are? They're enormous. And do you have any idea how many things are in place on a naval vessel to prevent any sort of a collision from ever being a possibility? It's not as if it's one dude. Hey, some guy stays up too late the night before and nods off for a split second, and, oh, what's that? We slammed into the merchant marines. No, that's not how it, there are redundancies there. And we ran a United States aircraft carrier. Costs like $500 billion for one of those, and we just slammed one into a merchant vessel. We do have to remember, in all of our jubilee that we're all feeling right now, we do have to remember that the communist rot has really, really degraded us in many ways, including militarily, and it's going to take time to get healthy again. And in the same way, you know, if you get yourself too fat, like I'm a little too fat right now. I know I don't look it. I'm 6'8", but I'm a little too fat right now. You get yourself too fat, you wake up one day and you start working out, you knock out a couple workouts, your muscles are sore, and you go stand on the scale and you weigh the same thing you weighed before. You look at yourself in the mirror and you're just as tubby and frumpy as you were before. That's where I am right now. We're frumpy right now. We're cupcaking over the old belt right now. We are in bad shape, and it's going to take time to get it right. But hey, that's the bad news. The good news is, if you are looking to lose weight, got a little headline that'll help you out here. Western tour operators enter North Korea for the first time since the pandemic. Are you struggling to lose weight? Having a hard time putting down the ice cream and pizza? I've been there. I had a pizza a little while ago. Just go to North Korea. You will drop pounds. What, Chris? You will drop pounds quickly. Chris, are you serious? You sick freak? I was making a joke. You want to go? Why? What is in North Korea? Oh, I'm dying to hear this. What is in North Korea you would like to hear, like to see? And by the way, if you happen to spit on the sidewalk or fart inside or something, you're going to end up in a gulag, them tearing your teeth out of your head. What is the beautiful sight of North Korea you'd like to see? Please, Chris, expand on this. You want to see if you'd make it back? Okay, I actually respect that. That's a very guy answer. I respect that. Are there any Jews in North Korea? There are none? Is it? I didn't think they had any ethnic diversity whatsoever. Those commies don't tend to be all that tolerant. You'd stick out like a sore thumb, Chris. Just go walk down Pyongyang or whatever they call it, asking for a bagel and see how far you get. Just see how it works out for you. Jesse, I believe Elon Musk is on the war path because the system corrupted his son, so he thinks he's a girl. In the same way the communists created Trump 2.0, they made a formerly apolitical person an anti-communist zealot. I actually completely agree with this, and Elon Musk has said something. Chris, see if you can find that, because I've seen him say something to that effect before. Elon Musk's son got all twisted up by that training nonsense. And Elon Musk, I believe by his own admission, is probably somewhere on the spectrum, probably somewhere on the autism spectrum. We all know somebody like that. And those people, oftentimes, it's like they have a superpower of obsessing on things. Honestly, you have it already, Chris? Oh, go ahead, play it.
I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. And I was told, Xavier might commit suicide. I was tricked into doing this, it wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. Killed by the woke mind virus.
Killed by the woke mind virus. So picture this. Elon Musk, a two-time Obama voter, is somewhere on the autism spectrum, admittedly obsessive human being. People on that spectrum, I know many people, I'm actually good friends with a buddy who's on that spectrum. He will obsess on something in ways that you, if you're not on that spectrum, can't imagine. I'm telling you, it can be a superpower. I really believe that. So you take somebody with an IQ through the roof who is obsessive. They can't let something go. It's easy for you or I to say, just let it go. They can't let it go. You take an obsessive genius with unlimited amounts of money and you destroy his son, and now his newest obsession is destroying you. It's no wonder Democrats are not taking it well.
People of this country are being violated because all of our privacy is being taken up by Elon Musk and Trump, and we don't know what all they have on us.
What would you do if somebody hurt your son? Destroyed your son? I know what I'd do. I'm here to tell you right now, they're violent things. You hurt one of my sons, I'll kill you. I will. 100%. I'll kill you. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, somewhere on the spectrum, is obsessed with going after the people who destroyed his boy. Yeesh. Sucks to be you, commies. Try to be a little less demonic next time. By the way, you want to learn some things? We all want to be wiser. I want to be wiser. Not that I can be much wiser, but Chris, look at all the help Chris needs. Everybody needs help getting wiser. That's where Hillsdale College comes in. Hillsdale College offers more than 40 free online courses for people like Chris who don't know anything about anything. If you have an interest in the rise and fall in the Roman Republic, they have a free course for you. You want to learn more about the Constitution? They have a free course for you. That we're talking Hillsdale, elite university. Free courses? How great is that? And no cost. No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Just go enroll and start watching. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. One more segment left. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. But I will see you tomorrow for an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And man alive, There's been so much good, but the bad hurts too. The good hurts because what is the good right now? The good is exposing all the government corruption that's out there, finding out just how horrible they are. But I'm going to play this thing from Lee Zeldin again. I played it earlier about what the Biden administration did. Burn this into your mind. We cannot afford four more years of a Democrat ever until the Democrat Party changes. I don't care how much Donald Trump fixes during this 4 years. I don't care how much they expose, how much they drain the swamp. The United States of America cannot afford four more years of a Democrat. Here's Lee Zeldin.
An extremely disturbing video circulated 2 months ago featuring a Biden EPA political appointee talking about how they were tossing gold bars off the Titanic, rushing to get billions of your tax dollars out the door before Inauguration Day. The gold bars were tax dollars, and tossing them off the Titanic meant the Biden administration knew they were wasting it. Fortunately, my awesome team at EPA has found the gold bars.
$8 million to the left-wing NGO. This is one of the courses they taught. This is all your money. Remember, this is your money. While you can't afford eggs, $8 million went to this hag.
Today's virtual roundtable is entitled Identifying and Disrupting Your Whiteness, a workshop addressing power and privilege toward anti-racist spaces. The term whiteness refers to race privilege, a way of seeing the world and a set of cultural practices that are usually unmarked and unnamed. Whiteness is often unrecognized, particularly by people who identify as white.
Whiteness is often unrecognized. These freaking psychopaths. Again, this, your money, $3 million for a rapper in Gaza.
For instance, I uncovered over $3 million to a rap artist in Gaza producing anti-Israel, anti-Semitic songs. Is that the best use of American taxpayer dollars? I would venture.
And just now they're getting to the IRS.
So I think that the Internal Revenue Service will be looked at like everybody else. Just about everybody's going to be looked at. So it's they're doing a hell of a job. It's an amazing.
And we haven't even gotten to the Pentagon.
You know what else needs to happen is we need an accounting of every single tax dollar that's been spent over there. Because remember, right now we have zero because Congress never would vote for an audit of the money. And the White House, the Biden White House, never would do one. We need to know exactly how this money has been spent all these years. And if you think USAID is a corrupt thing, just wait till we see how our money has been spent. We need to know it. And I'm glad the president is going to bring this to a close.
Going to be wonderful. But painful. And that's why you need to start taking your relief factor right now. I actually don't think relief factor can help with any emotional pain, so I probably shouldn't have put it that way. But physical pain, the daily pain that bothers you, that holds you back from doing things, what is it? What is it on you that hurts? Why don't you start taking a 100% drug-free supplement? Let it build up in your body. Unique formula, natural ingredients. Give your body what it needs to fight that inflammation. What if you could be pain-free? No more masking it. No more ignoring it. Pain-free. $19.95 gets you 3 weeks of it. Look, if the pain didn't fade after 3 weeks, simply don't order anymore. Not asking you to sign your life away. $19.95? 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? Jesse, what's the latest with Chris and Mustardgate? His name is Albert. Hey, Chris, where's the mustard at? The homemade mustard. We were promised. No. This guy's right. We were promised mustard like 2 months ago. We were going to have a mustard off, and there's been no mustard. What are you doing? Oh, here we go. Here with the more excuses, my kids in a cask, all this other stuff. Chris, as I told you before, don't kid a kidder. I've had two kids for 16 years now. Actually, I've had one for 16, one for 14. I know all about using the kids as an excuse to get out of things you don't want to do. Chris, look, Chris, was one ever in a cask? Oh, I had one of my kids, James. I It was like the first time Ab ever left me alone with him. She went to the grocery store. So, of course, I started tickling with him. We were playing and wrestling around, and he was giggling. And he was sitting up on the bed, and our bed had was underneath a window. And the windowsill was this super sharp ledge. And I tickled him, and he threw himself back, and boom, splits open the back of his head. It was like the worst moment of my life. So we got to take him to the hospital, right? He's got a split open head. Again, not the end of the world yet. But we get there. They have to staple the back of his head. He's moving. He was too young. He was 2 months old. He was young. So they had to roll him up like a burrito in a hospital sheet so they could staple the back of his head. Imagine what that would be. How claustrophobic and freaking miserable would you be? So there was that. Luke snapped his arm into like a twig, and I don't mean broke it. I mean snapped it, where he picked it up, and the end of it was hanging off the, I know about. Dude, I have boys. You send them out back to poop or scoop the lawn, and you'll see they're sword fighting with the equipment. They're boys, man. Luke, I gave Luke a Byrna pistol, and I'm sitting in the living room. I'm thinking, what is that freaking noise? Luke's out back just churning through rounds in the Byrna pistol. Dude, you don't. They're boys, man. Just be glad you have a girl, Chris. So again, don't give me the kid excuses and don't distract me. Where is the mustard? Let me ask you. Last question. Have you even started the mustard? Not even started it. Okay, so I think we can all set the mustard thing aside. I won. That's all. I won.
And now
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't.
No, I did win, Chris. I did win. You can't say hold on now. I win by forfeit. This was supposed to take place 2 months ago. You clearly can't get it. You clearly don't want to get it done. I know what this looks like. I know what this is. You don't want to get it done. You can't get it done. It's not next month. Oh, next month? What's the date today? What is it? The 13th? The 13th. Okay. Corey, write that down on the calendar. By the 13th, we have a mustard off, or Chris is a worthless liar and he loses.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Starbucks is being sued because its workforce has become more female and less white. Gosh, it's so awesome how often Starbucks gets kicked around by all the lefty turds they've been trying to cater to for years. Panama says it received the first plane of U.S. deportees. I don't know anything about Panama other than that it's in Central America. All I know is I've wanted to go to Panama forever. Why, Chris? You ever heard of Panama Jack? I don't even know who that is, but he sounds really cool. And Panama sounds like an exotic place where you can eat delicious pineapples. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We will have a good time. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.